to Babes in Voiceland. We're so glad you've joined us. Get ready to laugh your cares away.
You know, I got to talk to you guys about something that's just really bugging me.
Okay.
Okay.
Self-service.
Oh, no.
Self-service?
Go on.
Get your mind out the gutter. Okay.
Okay. We'll
try. I didn't even think that. I went right to Albertsons and how much I hate self-service. Go ahead.
Thank you.
That's right where my head went. It's the rest of
okay.
me.
Yeah,
so,
I know. Yeah.
It's okay, kind of whatever. Been moving in that direction for a while, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to pump your own gasoline.
Yep. Yeah.
You got to deposit your own stuff in the ATM instead of using the teller. Everybody wants you to do
wash your own windshield.
Yeah.
Remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody wants you to do it yourself.
So scan now, your own groceries.
That's exactly where I'm going with this.
Yep.
So my grocery store has converted almost every single one of their cashiering lanes to a self-check. They only have
that.
Like three cashiering lanes left, and then they have 20 self-check things.
Really?
So they've done away with a lot of their cashiers, and now they have one or two people
monitoring,
looking at all of the So there's that. And then Target, which is, I've been a Target shopper for a bajillion years, same thing.
Ah, and I was just there today.
They have no cashiers.
Nope.
And really?
We went through the self-serve ones and got all the way home and realized it had one of those things on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, that you have
to remove.
Yeah. But it didn't set the timer off. So I went all the way home with it. Or not the timer, but the bell thing.
Yeah.
Got all the way home. It was still attached. Had to drive all the way back to get somebody to take it off.
Yeah. So it didn't set the alarm off.
What? No.
Okay. So I'm at the grocery store the other day.
Yeah.
And my husband and I stopped and picked up a few things. And of course, there's only one cashier lane open.
Uh-huh.
It's taking forever. People are grumbling about it. So they call us over to the self-check lane. And they have somebody checking our stuff through on the self-check machine. And I said, I'm sorry, but this is cheating.
Yeah.
Because your store is going to record this purchase as if it was performed by a customer at the self-checkout lane, when in actuality, you are a store employee.
Right.
And you're putting this stuff through.
That's mm-hmm. true.
So you're cheating the system,
mm-hmm.
and I'm having a problem with it. And not mad at you, because it's not your fault.
Yeah.
I said, but most of the people that come to this store are much older than me.
Right.
And very few of them are capable of doing this. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You've invested all this money and changed out all these machines, and your customers are leaving.
Right, but you have to talk to corporate about
that. No, I understand that. So she's telling me about this 1-800 number that I can call and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's
I'm
good.
Like, okay,
but
fine.
But they don't care.
So I go to Target yesterday.
Yeah.
What do you think is happening? Nobody cashiering.
Yeah.
Nobody at the customer service counter, so you can go there. But they have the person over in the self-check who's calling me over, and he's going to help me check my stuff through. Now, I'm a good shopper.
My mama told me, you better shop around.
If they have buy three things a Tide and get a $10 gift card,
yeah.
and I go on my cartwheel and there's a coupon on top of that, I'm loading the coupon on my cartwheel and I'm buying those first, getting my discount, getting the card, then I'm spending the card on the rest of my purchase.
You are an organized shopper,
I'm very
my
organized.
Dear.
Right.
So
how do you do that on self-serve?
That's my whole point.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying to the kid. I said, you're cheating.
Yeah.
You're helping me through this, and thank you for doing that, but this really doesn't count as self-service.
But he's just a kid.
I know. So guess what he tells me?
What?
Well, we're getting a lot of complaints about this, so if you go online and blah. And I'm thinking to myself, at what point do we just go on strike, you guys? At what point do we just go on strike and say, I'm not going to come back to your store until you provide me the service that I'm paying for?
But you know what? You are right. You are 1,000% correct. But it won't happen. People don't care enough. They don't. People just don't. It's like, oh, well, that's the way it is. No one cares anymore.
It makes me sad.
It makes me sad, too.
Because A, people are losing jobs.
Exactly.
And B,
that's the big part.
We're working for them. They don't give us a discount. They don't say, okay, $5 off if you check yourself out
That's
or something.
That's the B. And the C is we're losing the ability to communicate with other people. Part of the shopping experience is interacting with the employees in the store, forming relationships with them, right?
That's very true.
You know, and now you're not even doing that anymore. It's like self-service everything.
Well, especially with seniors, when they come out, they always take their time because they talk to the checker and it's like, how's your day?
That's correct.
Oh, I got this. What about that? Or, you know, oh, I forgot this. Oh, can you get me another one of those or something? There is, I think a lot of them rely on that interaction to brighten up their day.
So it kind of sort of, it makes me mad and it makes me sad all at the same time. We're losing our human connection in yet another way.
The sad thing is there's
automating so much.
There's nothing you can do about it. You can't, because the corporate people only look at the money, the bottom line, and even if they're wrong,
You know what we can do? We can start a petition and we can get everybody to sign it when they come in through the door and then we can send it.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep.
Yeah, but you
like
know we never
days.
Will.
Yeah. Why not?
Maybe not.
Well,
maybe
I'll tell you, money talks, you guys. And what's going to end up happening is people are going to start going to the stores that still provide that personal service.
Uh-huh. True.
Even if they have to pay $2 more on their grocery bill every week, they're going to go to the store that gives them the service. And if that doesn't wake up the greedy
corporations.
I won't say it.
Then see, nothing you're won't. So nice.
Okay, so that's my right. That's okay. My kvetch for today.
Yes, there's some things that you don't understand now. My mama told me you better shop around. You better shop around.
In our earlier episodes of Space Women, four ladies were chosen by NASA for the next mission into space. When they all met in a space lab, there was much discussion as to why each was chosen. Star, who had studied her whole life for such an opportunity, was infuriated to learn that Barbie, better known as Miss Universe, and Sky, who showed up high as a kite, were on her team. And then there was poor Venus, who just seemed bewildered trying to figure the whole thing out. Miss Marsh, head coordinator for the project, just explained the ins and outs of investors to Star, and they are now all attending an elaborate cocktail party. Due to her conversation with Miss Marsh, Star is the last one to enter.
Well, hey, let's get this party started. Where's the champagne?
Star, I thought you were not in favor of this. You said that NASA was serious business and that a cocktail party was not appropriate for a space mission event.
Yeah, now you're talking and laughing and drinking. What's up?
Oh, lighten up, girls. I think that maybe Star has just realized that we all want to be friends and is ready to join in the fun. Come on, Star. Let me give you a big hug.
Well, of course, Barbie. In fact, let's all hug. Come on, Venus. Get in here, Sky.
Well, how weird is this? We all know that Star is the only one of the group that is all business. She unfortunately has no interested investors for herself regarding the project and is being paid a very low government salary. What is she up to? Look, she walked away from the girls without another word and is approaching every single investor in the room.
Gee, Venus and Sky, after the group hug, Star just walked away. Do you think she's still upset that I'm wearing my tiara?
No, Barbie. There's something fishy going on here. This new happy attitude is not normal for Miss Stick.
Stick? Who is Miss Stick?
She's talking about Star. What Venus is politely trying to say is Miss Stick up her butt.
Something is stuck on Star's bottom? Ooh, we have to tell her so she doesn't get embarrassed. I didn't even see it, so maybe nobody else will notice either.
Barbie, even you can't be that blonde.
What do you mean that blonde? This really is my natural color.
Venus, am I too high or just not high enough?
Oh, not high enough. Sky and I definitely need more champagne.
Yes, it's becoming more and more apparent that Barbie really is quite a dingbat. As Star is working the room full of wealthy investors, the other three girls slip into a quiet corner for a powwow of their own.
Okay, something's up. I've been walking around listening.
To the music? Oh yeah, it's a great band, Venus.
Yeah, I wish they had more 60s music. It's so How groovy.
You two are making me crazy. No, not the music. I'm trying to figure out what Star is up to and what's going on here.
Gee, Venus, you're starting to sound a little like Star.
Yeah, and you need to be like the new Star and go back to being the old you.
Yeah.
Girls, focus. First of all, there is no new Star. She's planning something. We have to investigate.
Maybe this had to do with her conversation with Miss Marsh.
What?
Yeah, I forgot my pot, and when I snuck back in to get it, I overheard.
Heard what?
Overheard Miss Marsh. She said the three of us had investors, and Skye didn't.
Oh, poor Skye. Did she feel badly? Nobody likes to be left out.
Barbie, just zip it and listen. Go on, Skye.
Yeah, well, Barbie, your investor wants to date you.
Oh, that's nice.
And my investor wants me to be famous for this spaceflight and advertise his pot business.
Well, what about my investor?
They have no clue, but the kicker is that Star has no investor at all and is getting peanuts for pay.
Peanuts? She can't pay her rent with peanuts. Maybe she has an elephant we don't know about.
Holy crap! We're all making a ton of money, and she's probably super jealous. She could ruin this for all of us.
What are we going to do, Venus? I really want to date my guy now that I know he's interested.
Forget the date. She could screw us out of our money.
Our money?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Heads up, girls. Here comes Miss Marsh.
Ladies, you should be mingling. Why are you all huddled up in this corner?
She's ruining our money.
Barbie, what are you talking about?
I overheard you, Miss Marsh. Don't deny it. Star has no investor.
Yeah, and now she's being sweet and kind, although I do like it.
And she's talked to almost every wealthy guy at this shindig.
Oh, girls, you needn't worry. She's just trying to get an investor for herself.
Then why are all those guys gathering and talking and giving strange looks over here?
Just then, a waiter approached Miss Marsh. He said there was a group of gentlemen that wished to speak to her. The three girls watched as the men, who seemed very upset, all started talking to her at once. The next thing anyone could hear, yes, even above the music, was Miss Marsh screaming.
Star!
Star dropped her champagne and ran as fast as she could to Miss Marsh, who rushed into the office where they had had their pre-party discussion.
Star, what have you done? The investors have dropped financing from all three of the other girls and are abandoning the project.
Abandoning the project? But
they said you made them realize that the other girls weren't qualified.
Yes, but
and they feel the space mission should have all military astronauts like you.
Well, yes, but
and they feel that military personnel should be funded by the government. We have no money. You are supposed to find a way to get a sponsor for yourself, and instead you've single-handedly canceled the entire project.
Oh, no.
Well, that was an unexpected turn. Is this project really canceled? Is there any way Star can undo the mess she's made? Is this the end? Well, you just have to listen to all future episodes of Babes in Voiceland to find out if this story has a future or not.
So there was this interesting thing in the news the other day about older drivers.
Older drivers.
See, these ageist people are getting on my nerves. Older drivers being distracted by on-dash, in-dash infotainment systems in
what?
Their cars.
What?
Yes. We are now 55 and older, uh-huh. distracted by the technology that our vehicles offer us.
Really?
You know what? I got to have a drink for this.
No, we're not talking about drunk driving. We're talking about distracted driving. So they talk about that it takes us longer to find a favorite song.
No.
Or to navigate. No, just wait a minute, okay?
Okay.
See, I'm calling BS on this, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
First of all, I can't tell you how many people have almost run me and my dog over because they've been fiddle effing around with their phones,
right?
Texting and all this other crap while they're driving, and I'm out walking my dog.
Amen, brother.
And I want them to put me or any one of us in our certain age bracket up against these youngsters, because I'm going to tell you what, we used to be able to unfold a roadmap.
Yes.
And open it up on our steering wheel and look up our destination while we were driving. And we didn't run anybody over.
No, we didn't.
A memory has just come to my head.
Oh,
okay.
God.
A memory has just come to my head. When I was in my 20s, okay, I was way into music.
Okay.
I could sing every song on the radio, every word with every song. My friends used to go,
and the harmonies. Yeah.
And the harmonies. It was amazing. And I hate to tell you this, but here's what I did. I would be driving in my 67 LeSabre, okay, holding the steering wheel with one hand, blasting Jefferson Airplane.
When the truth is...
And had a tambourine in my right hand, banging it on my hip, playing tambourine and singing while I was driving. Did I ever have an accident?
No, you did not.
No.
What about when you used to have to take the knob on the radio and tune into your station?
Right.
Okay, we were capable of knobbing and looking at the same time, right,
Absolutely.
Terry?
Do you know what? My cousin Kyle was just out here, my cousin's son, so he's like my second cousin, and he was telling me that his kids are saying to him, "Dad, how do you drive without the backup camera?"
Oh, my God.
It's called
your mirrors. Look to see who's behind you. What the freak do you think?
We have mirrors and a rear view mirror.
How do you drive without the backup camera?
You turn your head.
You look.
Yeah.
You know what?
Like that.
You guys know I just got the new Subaru, okay, the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at this backup camera, it was kind of freaking me out because
wait a minute, you're lending credence to this article that technology freaks us out in our cars.
No, but listen, I'm used to being aware and doing it myself and looking in front to the left, to the right, to the back. And I found myself like staring at the backup camera and forgetting to look out the window.
Well, they have a little warning thing right on there. Don't forget to look around.
Oh, my God.
But it goes beep, 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 beep every time.
Just watch Blood on the Highway, and you'll learn about paying attention when you're driving, okay? Everybody had to do that when they got a ticket.
But listen, these kids all think they have to depend on this, but it can seriously be detrimental if you're zoning into it and not paying attention to the real traffic, your real eyes, and what's really going on around you. That's all I'm saying.
So do you feel threatened by the technology in your car?
No, absolutely not.
Do you feel like you could live without it?
Yes.
Well, we did.
I know.
We totally survived without it.
Yes, we did.
And we made it.
So I'm calling I'm calling BS on AAA's article. So you quit being ageist, and that's enough of that.
I say let's wind things up with some bloopers from some of our segments today.
Terry
is speaking up. I love it.
Okay,
I'm
in a feisty mood. I had her steroids.
Drink your wine. Okay, ready?
Peanuts? She can't pay her rent with peanuts. Maybe she has an elephant we don't know about.
Oh, the way you said that was... I'm sorry. Can you do your line again, please? And she's talked to almost every wealthy guy at this shindig.
Oh, girls, you needn't worry. She's
just... Wait, you said shindig. It's shindig.
Shindig.
Oh, okay.
Shindig.
Do your line again, Venus.
Whew. And she's talked to almost every wealthy guy at this shindig.
No.
You did.
Shindig.
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 It says dig.
Shindig. Shindig.
Go again.
Shindig.